I just want to start off by apologizing to my fellow businessmen over here, Cordless and Door. The whole time we just filmed a massive potty. It was great, but I didn't have my mic on, so we're restarting. Let me get through with the first game for you guys.
Yeah, that's terrible for me, Bentley.
Yeah, Panthers versus Broncos. What do we think, boys?
Oh, well, look, we're just going to be flying through this because we've just spent half an hour doing a podcast that's been run.
Look, let me lead, boys. Yeah. Panthers, look, Fisher Harris is out this week, so Lindsay Smith starts at prop, and then obviously going to see some more minutes for Liam Henry there on the bench. With the Broncos.
Mitch Kenny, by the way.
Yeah, Mitch Kenny. Yeah, that's very
Sonny
true.
Sonny Luke got dropped. Could be a good option. But
could be a good option, but I'd probably go with a player that we're going to
say later.
Stay tuned for that one.
Oh, they'll be staying tuned.
Yep. And then for the Bronx side of things, Payne Haas has been named to play after injury last week. Obviously, only saw him play 56 minutes, so a bit less than usual, but he's been named to play. And then Reynolds is obviously out. He also suffered a low-grade MCL injury. Luckily, it wasn't a season-ending ACL injury, but he should be back either next week or the week after. We move to the next game, boys. The Wars versus the Raiders. Tua Peake keeps his spot for another couple of weeks.
Yep.
Originally, I think, reported that CNK was going to be back next week, but it looks like it's going to be potentially round 5 or 6. So another couple of weeks for Tua Peake owners there. That's really it for the Wars. On to the Raiders, boys. What a score from Ethan Strange last week.
Yeah, very good from
what
Strange.
A player.
About time. Well, not about time, but like...
About time the bloody cheapies did something.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Also, can we just address elephant in the room? I am sick and tired of this coach. Young Zach Hosking has been dropped to the interchange. What is he thinking?
I know. Like,
diabolical.
Well, we sort of did rant off podcast about this topic.
Also, on the last podcast we did.
I understand that Whitehead is the captain, but with all due respect, Ricky, he's coming, second in all song of the Dally M's.
Yep.
Give him 80 minutes. He's a stud.
Yeah, he's been playing really good. And, as I said, I think it's only just due to the captaincy. I think coaches, definitely don't sell with the low break even this week. Definitely got another couple of weeks, I'd say. He'll have a decent role off the bench, but it's not something to get. Like, he's not a player to go out and buy now due to the benching. And the only other thing to touch on for the Raiders is Seb Riz. Chris is out with a HIA, suffered from last week. So Hopewadi goes to the centers and Kotrick onto the wing.
And what about Danny Levi, by the way, before we move on? He scored a try and got 25.
Yeah,
are we impressed with that score, boys, or no?
I'm personally getting rid of Levi this week for Lockie Galvin, but you could probably wait one more week if he scores a try. If he doesn't, he's this week and then sell next week.
I've seen enough from Levi.
Yeah, look, might have to move. Anyway, on to the Roosters and Rabbitohs boys, the Sydney Derby.
Disappointing from both teams last week, can I just say?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, very disappointing.
Let me just rant here for a second.
Oh, you take the floor, brother.
Robinson, I don't understand his logic by, firstly, he has all this young talent. He has Tupanua coming back from an ACL injury. He has Radley, Egan Butcher, Angus Crichton, who's not getting a run, and he decides to sack their best youngster in the whole team, in CY Wong. What is his thinking, first of all, with the minute rotation, and then to drop him this week is just outrageous, in my opinion. Outrageous.
Look, let's be real. I've never been a big fan of Brad Arthur, but I think how Brad Arthur has managed the Paras forward rotation with the minutes has been really good.
Agreed.
And Robinson could learn a few things from him because he is just doing an absolute terrible job. Apart from the props, the rest of it's just a mess.
I just don't understand the logic sometimes, but...
Just re-signed Wong last year as well, like up-and-coming player moving
to the
future.
Not me, so.
Look, apart from that, the Roosters, Crichton comes onto the bench. Luke Keary's out with a HIA, 11-day stand-down. So Sandon Smith comes into the halves. And then, like we touched on, Wong's drop, Butcher starts. And Tupanua owners, if you've still obviously hold Tupanua, I think break-even of 32-31 last week. obviously now with Wong being dropped, you're definitely holding for at least another week, see how he goes this week and move on. On to the Bunnies boys. What a horrible start to the year. Some are saying that this is a season-defining fixture because if they lose, they go to 0-3.
That would be lovely to see, to be honest.
We did touch on JD on the podcast that we unfortunately had to get rid of. But he is under a bit of pressure, and the reasoning behind the Ilias dropping is justified. He hasn't been good,
but I don't think, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's the scapegoat. All their problems is due to him.
Yeah. So, look, there's opportunities here for people. Whiten's in the centers. Dean Hawkins comes in. I wouldn't be buying these people because, we just know Jack Whiten's.
You just don't know. And obviously, like, they could lose this game as well, and then there could be more changes. So, yeah. I think basically from the Rabbitohs team, obviously the big inclusion with Whiten coming back. And then obviously Hostie is back as well in the second row. Talis Duncan, that people were getting last week and we were high on, unfortunately. Didn't have a big minute role and went to the bench.
An hour before the game.
So, look, he's still a good PPM player. You can hold him for a couple of weeks, see how he goes. His minutes will probably increase because that we only found out on the Wednesday and Thursday that due to an injury, his minutes were going to be limited. So, look, definitely hold. But, yeah, definitely.
Murray will get more minutes in the middle now, thankfully, for people that still have him.
Yep. Yeah, back in the middle for Murray's huge, like we touched on in the last podcast that we just deleted.
We touched on a lot of things in the last podcast.
Paddy Carrigan and Murray need to be in the middle for their respective sides. They can't be on the edge. It's too much of a waste for them. And also, if you haven't, a big thing into the JD saga is if you haven't listened to James Graham's podcast, there's a very revealing interview from Josh Mansour on that. So,
great interview, by the way.
Yeah, definitely go and check that out, and you can understand why the Rabbitohs are in some issues at the moment and JD's under pressure.
Let's move on, Bill.
Yeah, on to the 3 p.m. game at Belmore, boys. The Doggies taking on the Titans.
I'm looking forward to this matchup purely because it should be fantasy galore.
Yeah, exactly. And our boy Karaz could hopefully go a bit better after a couple of average performances, I'd say. Look, the Dogs haven't been really that great in attack this season thus far. So hopefully with this matchup and the Titans obviously conceding a fair few points to the Dragons in round one, hopefully the Dogs can get on the board and score some points.
And for Drew Hutchison, what would you guys recommend for owners of Drew Hutchison?
Look, if you're an owner of Drew, very questionable decision making at the start. But look, if I were you, I'd be trading him to Galvin. But if you have the likes of Lukey, Wong, who are probably more of a trade out earlier, I would be doing that. So
yeah, and you can definitely hold Hutchinson for another week. Good matchup.
Yeah, good news for the Titans store, Keeney. Keeney's got the fullback spot here. I know a lot
you're
of people
Keeney?
Have.
On
I'm
Keeney?
Still Keeney on Keeney.
Yeah.
Just for now. Campbell, you know, he'll be back in next week. He'll be back the week after. But
well, when Campbell comes back, we're going to have to get on because I think he's going to be a real
stud muffin.
Yeah,
stud muffin.
I think with the Titans, the rest of the side is basically as it was the week before. Palacio, I really hope you didn't get him. I know one of the boys in the podcast, Tom Flatley, was very high on him. I told him numerous times that he is not going to be good. He's not a good fantasy player. I don't think Flats got him, so good on your Flats. But yeah, if you've got Palacio, look, I'd give him one more week, but definitely get rid of after that.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the late Saturday afternoon game at Netstrata Jubilee, the Dragons taking on the Cows, and a few changes for the Dragons after that huge 38-0 win for your Finns on the weekend, Cord. Unfortunately, I forgot your fin. I got you a fin, but I accidentally left it at home.
I'm sure there'll be more opportunities for a fin.
Yeah. I'll bring it to you next week, mate. Anyway, on to the Dragons team. With the suspension to Francis Molo, Jack DeBellin moves into the front row. Eisenhuth starts at lock. Luciano Lua against his old side, starting at second row. Look, I might actually post the video I've got of some bloke at the bloke in a bar thing that I went to on Sunday at the Dolphins game. chanting some lovely Luciano Leilua hate. He was a Cowboys fan as well. But I might post that. It was thrilling.
Was
very
as good
funny.
As the Thurston
bit
hate?
Of a blowout as well at the end. Just like lost his voice from shouting. But
I thirsted.
Yeah, Thurston. Where's your orange jersey? Billy Army Fafita boys.
Oh, what a beast.
Yeah, he's back.
Stud.
Great to see him back. And then obviously Lightning Little is, I think he has
HIA?
Yeah, with his HIA last week. I think he passed it just like Keary. But I think there must have been some symptoms after the game or in the days after that obviously why he's got not playing this week. He could be dropped, but I haven't heard. It just says he's sidelined, so that's what I'm going to say. He's out with the Cows, boys. Obviously, fantasy, very high-owned fantasy player in Helium Lukey. Unfortunately, he suffered the dreaded syndesmosis injury on the weekend.
Poor bloke, he can't escape it.
Yeah, he can't. Can't cop a break, unfortunately, Lukey.
Gives a great opportunity for Fino Fukiaki.
Yes,
he's, what, 260K? Is that right? 290K?
Yeah, he's 297. 293, sorry. A break even of 8.
What's the play there? Do we like
it? Is it a trade in straight away or is it a wait and see?
It's really hard because you could, like, a break even of 8, it's pretty low. He's going to probably, he got 50 odd minutes last week. He's probably going to get a bit more this week, I'd say, and potentially the 60 margin. Mm. Look, you could wait a week. It really depends on what your side's like and whether you want to go bring in some cheapies to free up more money. So, like, you could get rid of Lukey for Fino Fukiaki, free up 200K or just under 200K, yep. 199K, and then go and upgrade someone else, for example. Or you could go to someone like a Josh Curran, or you could go to a Joey Lussick as well, if you have good forward depth. So they're really the options there with you with Fino Fukiaki. If you want to go this week, I'm not going to say no. He's probably going to be in our buy, hold, sell.
Yeah.
But you could wait a week if you wanted to. Gajewski comes in onto the bench, and that's really the only change there for the Cows. Onto the late Saturday night game at the fourth wonder of the world, Leichhardt Oval. The Tigers taking on the Sharkies there. Unfortunately, as we just touched on with Lukey, Stafford Toa has also suffered the dreaded syndesmosis injury.
It's a common injury.
And he's out for 6 to 8 weeks as well. So Justin Ollum comes back onto the bench. But boys, quickly, Lachie Galvin. Wow, what a debut.
He's been special, Dor, in his one fixture that he had last week. It's very hard to get attacking stats in the Tigers, let alone get 43 points with no attacking stats. Mm. So, look, I'd be playing him over Flanagan this week if I was you, Super Coaches, because he was a stud, absolutely stud.
Yeah, 43 points, break even of minus one, and like I said, also in the last body, I thought that Galvin was exceptional. Like, you would have thought that he had been playing first grade at least few years. He was... He was actually like the halfback, even though he was the 5'8", organizing the side around. Really good. I think that after that performance, he just had to go out there and have a good performance, and he did that. So he's probably going to be there for at least a few weeks. I think moving forward, personally, I think he's going to be there for a long time, especially with the Tigers trying to develop young players and move forward.
Yeah. It's a shame for me because I waited and see – last week,
yeah,
because I had all these cheapies who have just been shit at the start of the year, and he has one game, he gets 43. So I'm bringing him this week, but I am pinching myself.
apart from the obviously return of Jackie Chan, obviously having a good game, Ethan Strange. Like, apart from that, it's been pretty average from the cheapies.
Yeah,
Fanua Pole comes in at lock, which sees Seyfarth move back to the bench. So hopefully you didn't get Seyfarth. One to watch, boys. I didn't mention it in the deleted podcast, but Samuela Finu from the Tigers had an absolutely rip-snorter of a game on the weekend. I think he played extended minutes due to the injury there, and obviously I think they moved Bateman moved to the centers there when Toa got injured. So Finu was on the edge, and he got 54 points. Yeah. Priced, he was priced a very low. He's only 379K. I need to see it one more week before I'd potentially recommend going and getting him.
Yeah.
Because I just think his minutes were inflated last week. So one to watch there, but I wouldn't be getting... You could get him in, but I wouldn't be recommending. Nah, I want to see one more week. On to the Sharkies, boys.
Not much there for the
Sharkies. No, not much. Teague Wilton.
He has actually been very impressive to start.
He has been good.
Yeah, 54 and like 50 and 60s, yeah. I think, back the first two rounds. So his
second row partner, Britton Okoro, is obviously out with the
suspension. Yeah, suspension. The high contact on Billy Kickow's Melon. Jack Williams, the PPM beast, don't fall for that. He is an avoid. And Billy Burns, Williams starts and Billy Burns comes onto the bench for his Sharkies debut.
Really liking the look of, do you going on with the Sharks still?
No, yeah, I was just going to say with McInnes, I'd still be holding. He's still get 40 odd minutes, but like he's still getting, I think there's more fires. If you haven't got like the Wongs and Lukies, you can definitely move on McInnes because it looks like he's only getting that 40-50 minute role. Mm. So definitely one to move on, but it's not urgent.
One I'm very looking at, Dor, is Joey Lussick from the Eels, who's in the next game. He's at 514K, break even of 13. We said it on the Instagram. He's looking like a buy now. That hands hasn't been selected on the bench, so 80-minute role for Lussick, along with Mitch Kenny, who we talked about at the start of the pod. So I'm looking at him this week. Mm-hmm.
He was the man we were referring to when we were touching on Kenny as the player too, that I'd go over Kenny. I think something big, Cord, to touch on with Joey Lussick is actually the fact that while Hands has been named, he still had really good minutes with Hands. Like played 77 minutes last week. And I believe he had 64 minutes. I'll just double check now. 63 minutes in round one.
Yep.
So he's been getting great minutes, even with Hands in the side. Definitely, as I said earlier, if you've got Lukey in your side or Wong and you've got like decent forward coverage, you could go to Joey Lussick. Obviously, looks like a standout in the hooker position. Mm-hmm. At 514K. So
that's the trade I've made this week. Lussickin.
So apart from that, for Parramatta, Blaise Talangi, hope I've pronounced that right, is making his debut. Simonson obviously is not recovered in time from his HIA he suffered. But another thing to note is Kelma Tuolungi, who also picked up a niggle in that injury, I think with the shoulder injury, for a big shot on... I can't remember who it was from Penrith, but he put a big shot on someone and, cooked his shoulder, unfortunately, ended up second best. But he's been named on the bench. So still, apart from that, Eels are basically 1-17.
Same old.
The Seagulls, boys, I think we'll touch on this a bit later about Tulatau Kola. A special performance and a real speedster in the NRL.
Well, we can touch on him now because, like I said... on the previous podcast, he was just lightning on the weekend, and I posed a question to the fellas, the 100-meter sprint, because I feel like it has to be done with the weary of injuries being the main concern of why it might not be done. But if there was a 100-meter sprint,
just do it at the end of the season, Cord. Teams that are in the grand final, obviously, the players aren't playing, or you can participate.
Do a good stretching program. Do it for charity. Who would win the 100 meters? You got Saab, Cooler, Savage, Coates,
Dom Young.
There's so many good sprinters.
Walsh Mariner.
I think I'm putting my money on Hammer. Savage.
I'm putting my money on Cooler. He was just lightning on the weekend going down that left touchline.
I'm going on.
National champion sprinter.
Is it cool or something like the same? Like,
yeah. Cool as a good. Apparently. I'm just going Saab. He's tall.
I heard
he's
Greg Eastwood's a smoky.
Greg Eastwood. Oh, what a player.
Anyway, sorry, Doug.
We'll go back to Manly. Apart from, who was it? Raymond Tuimalo-Fainga has come on to the bench for Tommy Talau. That actually has been named in the reserves, so that's one to note, but I think he's out due to injury.
Yeah.
But as Cord said in the last potty, that Ben Turbo obviously was moved around on the weekend, so don't worry too much about that. Manly are going to be a great side this year, judging from the first two rounds. Oh, yeah. So, and Schuster, quickly to touch on, was not that great, apparently, in the New South Wales Cup. Looked like he needed a few more weeks there, so we don't have to really worry about any threat for Burbo's role. And look, Burbo's been great as well. Tommy Turbo as well, boys, been very good for Manly as well. So if you've still got Turbo or wanting to get him in, definitely go and do so. He's looked very well. Anyway, the last game, boys, the Knights taking on the Storm at McDonald Jones Stadium. Look, the Knights have swung the changes here. And
Cogger.
There is a few injuries as well to
see
note.
See a blue helmet. About time you left, mate.
Hastings has been dropped for Cogger. Personally, I probably would have dropped Gamble and moved Cogger to six, but it is what it is. Marzu is, if you haven't seen our story, is out for our post, sorry, is looking like he's out for potentially a month with a wrist injury. So Tuala comes back from his 1 week absence due to injury to come in onto the wing, and Jenkins keeps his spot. Look like he'll stay there now until Marzu comes back. Other things to note there with the Knights side is Jaden Brayley is in for his season debut.
Yes.
Hope he goes well and Welcome gets through back. The game after injury ravaged last two seasons. Obviously, if you have Phoenix Crosland, that's something to note. And then Dylan Lucas, after missing last week with the HIA, is been named on the extended reserves, and Pierce Paul keeps his spot as the starting second rower. Look, with Pierce Paul, he played good minutes last week, but he only got 40 points. His break-even's pretty much around that. I think it's 37, so you don't really need to rush.
There's no real upside to him, in my opinion, minutes are good.
Especially with how the Knights' attack is. There's no need to rush and get any Newcastle players.
What about Adam Elliott, though?
Adam Elliott, yeah, he was great, but 87? I don't think he's going to score two meaties every week.
I don't know. You never know.
You never know, but he was good. He was definitely the Knights' best player. with Ponga, quickly, before we go to the Storm, Ponga is definitely not a trade out, but he's not a trade in. I wouldn't be trading him in until the Knights' attack starts better.
Turbo Walsh,
Teddy, those likes of those players are doing well. But look, Ponga's just one game away from, you know, the Knights, well, him finding himself, and his scores haven't really been too bad either. So you can't really be too upset, especially with how bad the Knights have played with his scores.
Yeah.
But boys, Pappy's back.
Pappy is so back. What a
performance from Snackenhausen. That
you know
was
who else is back door? Now Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
35 equals back.
He was back.
What a score from one of the great GPs.
he was special. Now, obviously, boys, just to touch on with the Storm, Jerome Hughes, obviously, with the, somewhat would say controversial 1 week suspension for moving the referee out of the road to make the tackle on Rocco Berry. But you know what, it is what it is, and they've obviously, with the Storm starting 2-0, two huge scalps against Penrith and the Waz last week. I don't think it's the end of the world that if they were to lose this one. So Wishart obviously replaces him. Look, we've got no update on Munster's. Like how long he's going to be out for. So Pezzett continues to start, but I think Munster's going to be out for another couple of weeks, I think, personally. And the interesting one here, boys, is Nass, Nelson Asofa Solomona. I was talking to the rugby league guru, the Super Coach Playbook, and Kempy Bloke in a Bar.
He knows
really,
his guys.
Was really,
he's really name dropping
it. Yeah, it was really. Thanks for the shout out and everything like that, and the getting back to us. It was a great day, but they were saying to me because they've obviously got good relationships with the players down there in Sydney and Melbourne, obviously, and they were telling me that Nass hasn't actually. He's not injured. We don't know why he's actually not being picked to play.
There you go.
So it's very interesting to note that. But look, Storm 2-0 without Munster and Nass, you take that every day of the week. Big Kane Bradley comes onto the bench. So Grant's definitely playing 80, and not that he's been doing that anyway, but there's no backs or halves on the bench there for the Storm. I guess quickly, boys, just to touch on last week, was there. I'll start off firstly. There was a few performances from the team and individuals that I was personally excited by. I thought the Dolphins were exceptional. I obviously was there. 38-0 over the Red V, who had a, you know, a big win. I feel sorry for the Jones family and other Dragons supporters who thought that they were, it was a premiership year after round one, and they were all on cloud nine, and it's respectfully just crashed back to earth after 1 week.
Supercoach Wayne Bennett never doubted the man at all.
What about, you want to touch on Cord? You had a saw the great man at
saw the great man at a luncheon on the Friday afternoon.
Did he ask for a photo with you?
He asked for a photo with me, actually. Yeah, I can share the photo. I definitely didn't ask him. but look, he is very... you would think that he doesn't say much at all, but he did speak quite a hefty amount. I think he spoke for about 50 minutes.
And he also had a good chat to you as well, personally.
Had a great chat to me. Yeah. 5 or 10 minutes with me, which took me by surprise. But...
And he smiled as well.
He also smiled. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But, like, you could just tell the way that he was speaking and the way that he almost felt embarrassed for not only, like, himself, but, like, I think he sort of feels like he has a responsibility for the whole club, et cetera. So when the team puts a performance like that out the week before, it's sort of on him as the coach.
And you see also, like, the bounce back factor, like 38-0. They know they let the players let Wayne down last week, and they were going to bounce back this week.
Yeah, he kept saying it wasn't good enough and there was going to be a bounce back happen. So for those
it was a bounce back.
It was a big bounce back. And that was probably my highlight as well, the bounce back there. Otherwise, it was the Xavier Coates put down. Ugh. Like, probably one of the greatest finishes of all time. And there's not many more that could top what he did, because he was out. He was out. His body was out.
The timing of the try as well to win the game, it's actually unreal. That was
I completely lost it. I was at work watching the game, and I started, you know, I was like, couldn't believe it. I had to like stand up, and I was like, no way. Like,
it's also not a fluke. Like, people say like this was a fluke. Oh my god, this is like how's he done this? These guys train like this sort of stuff. Like, they have bags, cushions out there so they can practice these put downs. So
yeah, they basically have like the cushions to like land it, like the padding cushion to land it, and then they basically get like one of the training staff to use like tackling pads, and while they jump in the air to like push them in through the contact.
Yeah,
just quickly, before we'll get back to quickly just the review, but before that, that's probably in my opinion the best finish of all time. Not the best try, the best finish. Second, I'd probably have the Brett Morris try against the Sharks, one of the great put-downs, that one. That probably started that sort of movement, I guess, with, like, you know, completely being out and still being able to put the ball down in the field of play. And then lastly, that sensational try to Dom Young last year against the Dragons in the corner, where he basically was, like, upside down when he put the ball down. They're definitely my top three finishes. I don't know about you boys, but
no,
they're
definitely.
I think my top three finishes, arguably of all time. Lastly, just to touch on with the review, look, Tyrrell May, boys, he obviously started on the weekend, real low break even of 14 this week, got 60 points. His role, as I, you know, I begged last week, but we obviously went with the move to save trades, which was fine. But we're probably definitely going to have to get him this week. 60 points, great PPM player.
I know we had a few questions as well. People worried about him being on the bench. But if you look, the first week he played off the bench and he cooked.
So that was a question, Bence, as well, that I, like the boys were, like you guys were asking, you know, when we were considering potentially bringing him in, was what his minutes were going to be like. But I went back and looked at all the games, like at the back end of last year when the Roosters made their run and they were successful.
Yep.
And Tyrrell May was playing 50 to 60 minutes every week. And for me, that's with his PPM, that's all he needs to be a fantasy gun.
Payne-Haas Jr.
Yeah,
it looks like.
50 to 60 points. And yeah, that apart from that, Cord, there wasn't really any other teams that really, you know, Panthers obviously bounced back against Parramatta. And the Storm have just obviously been exceptional, but really there hasn't been much to really else to talk about. Obviously Hosking's been incredible, but Ricky's done everyone dirty, and he's obviously been benched for Whitehead this week. So I guess anything else, boys, you want to touch on before we wrap it up?
No, we'll do buy, hold, sell podcast.
Yeah, we'll probably do that shortly, and it should be out Thursday for you guys. And then lastly, we appreciate all the support. I think nearly at 13.5K followers on Instagram. So we're moving. Really do appreciate
it. Follow, subscribe to the YouTube.
And yeah, make sure you follow, subscribe to the YouTube. If you don't like watching the podcast, feel free to listen to it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You want a hat? Follow the link on the page. A stunning hat, honestly. Look as good as us while wearing a very lovely hat designed by yours truly, Cooper Bentley. And yeah, we will see you all next week for round 4's TLT.
See you there.
Thank you, everyone.